SDV, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, Caesar. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I missed the call back earlier. I'm so sorry. I was in an appointment that took way longer than expected. Is this a good time, or do you want to reschedule for tomorrow?
No, this is good.
This is a good time. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So now you're using us for your irrigation, but you wanted to add another business for tree service. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Oh, give me a second. I have a client coming. One second, okay?
Sure. I'll wait for you. No worries.
That was actually a robocall.
Oh, okay, good. So, do you have a separate address or phone number for the tree service by chance?
I don't have a separate phone number, but I do have a separate address.
Okay, good. So then what we could do is use your same phone number, but just put a unique tracking number on it. That way, when we verify it with Google, it looks like a new business, you know, a new phone number and a new address.
Got it.
So that would actually work. Had you started the process at all yet to do the Google business page or anything like that for the tree service?
No, not whatsoever.
Nothing. Okay, good. So we can actually get a new PIN verification code sent out there, and it'll be there within 5 to 10 business days. If you wanted to get started on this, you know, right away.
We are about to move locations in the next month or two. How does that work?
Oh, cool. Okay. So what I would recommend then is, do you have the new address location?
No, because we're in the process of shopping for, like, the actual place.
Okay.
So I don't have a new address right now.
Are you going to be staying close to West Covina, or are you totally relocating to a brand new area?
Well, the tree service is going to be in Temple City. That's where we have, like, we hold a lot of the equipment and stuff like that. It's in Temple City. And the new property is going to be in the San Gabriel, city of San Gabriel, somewhere around there.
Okay. San Gabriel is where you're going to move the irrigation to, right?
Pasadena.
Okay.
No, the irrigation stays where it's at right now.
It stays where it's at. Okay. So for the tree service, it'll move to service Temple City, but it'll move towards San Gabriel or Pasadena, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So if you wanted to get started on it now, what we would do is we would verify the address that you have now, and then once you have the new address, they would send a new PIN code to the new address, and then we would just update it on the listing. That way the listing can actually, you know, get verified and published, and then once it is, we just modify the address on it. So if you want a similar package to what you have with the irrigation, we can still do that for the same pricing of $449 monthly. But keep in mind, you have a lot of bells and whistles on that program, right? Because you have $200 worth of Google ads, and you have, I believe, $100 worth of Facebook ads on there.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, play around with that budget a little bit. Let's say that you thought, I want to start the tree service, but I don't want to go in, you know, and pay $449 monthly out the gate since it's new. You could start with maybe a $249 package where you just have the Google local optimization and maybe some Facebook ads. And then you could always call back and put the Google ads on later if you wanted to.
That's actually smart because then – oh, yeah. I think that's probably what the route that I'm going to take. Now, the Google Ads, I need to make a page for the tree service, right? So I'll make a page for the Google page for it, and then I'll just share it with you guys and add you guys. Is that how it works?
Or we could make the Google page, and then you would be added on it. So either way, whatever's you know, better.
Yeah.
Either way, the Google page is belonging to your business. We'll just manage it and optimize it for you so that it gets on the first
page.
Got
it. Got it. Yeah, because we do a lot of flyers. We pass out a lot of flyers with our tree service, and we never really had a problem with that. You know, we grow and we have 3 trucks and 2 chippers. Everything is running. You know, but I was thinking,
that's great.
I already use the other company, you guys, so you guys can optimize my results, and I don't have anything on the internet. So I was like, why not, you know?
You must be a daredevil now that you're growing the tree service. I always see those guys up in the tree, and my heart kind of stops. So
you'll be surprised. I have never climbed a tree.
Oh, really? Good for you. You just organize it all, huh?
Yeah. It's the same thing with the irrigation system. I used to work doing the irrigation and everything, but now I just have the guys like do most of this stuff. Like it's been like 3 years since I actually touched the pipe.
That's amazing. Good for you, Caesar. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, but the
how
with
big
the tree one,
room?
The tree service one, we have each truck has 3 people, so it's 9
okay.
people, and I include myself because I just come in the bunch, you know.
Yeah, of course, it's a package deal.
Of course. But yeah.
So, do you have a website yet for that business or business Facebook
I have no
page?
Website. No Facebook page. I have there is no presence whatsoever on the internet, you know. So that's one of the things that I was like, I was going to start with this and then just start growing the presence from there, you know?
Right. Okay. So I'm just putting some more notes in here about the address change that will soon, and then Temple City. Okay. So is this something that you wanted to get started on today, or were you kind of gathering information? Okay, so then let's get you rolling. And you want to start with the $249 package, right, and then put the Google Ads
that's
on
right.
later? Okay, that's what I thought. So we'll get a web page up
that includes
for you. We'll get a business Facebook. Yep, we'll include everything so that way you know you'll have something to promote online. So if you have a logo or pictures or before and after photos, anything that you want up on the site, you can send it over to us. If not, we'll use stock photos because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running.
Perfect. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to see some of the guys, because a lot of the guys, whenever they're working up there, they take pictures from the top. And I love that because they look great, you know. But I'm going to see if they can send me some pictures.
Okay. Yeah, that would be really good, especially from the upper view like that, you know?
Yes. They look great. I see some of the pictures, and they put them on their Instagrams, you know? And I'm like, that looks really good. So I'm just going to ask them if I can, like, pick some of those pictures and use them. If they're okay with that, I mean, it's nine of my guys. And then what I'll do, I'll just go ahead and put them together, download all the pictures, and then send them over to you guys. Is there an email I can send it to?
Yeah, you use photos@localsplash.com. But keep in mind also, Caesar, photos@localsplash.com. And then what I'm going to do right now is create the account for you. We'll go through the payment, and then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you either later today or tomorrow, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So if you have a preference for a certain web address or something like that, they can, you know, hopefully obtain it for you based on the availability, okay?
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. So what's your last name again? Because I just clicked out of the other account.
Cruz.
Oh, there he is. Okay, and then the email address?
I'm going to use caesar@sgbgardner.com. The same one that I use with you guys.
Okay. I wish I could just take the same account and add the profile, but if it's a different industry, they make me create a new one, so it gets a little tricky. So this is the phone number that you're going to utilize for the business, even though we're going to put a call tracking on it. It will forward to this number, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there an alternate number, or does everything go through this main number?
And how would the alternate number work?
The alternate number is typically just for internal purposes. If our technicians needed to reach out to you for an update or something like that, they can use that number.
And then the other number is 66-662-9844. And you're going to reach my, she's the manager for the, for like, she does most of the work that I'm supposed to be doing, you know?
Okay. What's her name?
Ling. L-I-N-G.
Okay. So I'll also add her as an authorized user to the account. That way, if she ever called in to, you know, make an update on your behalf, that they'll be able to assist her. And then
No.
Oh, you don't want her?
No.
Okay.
I mean, she does great and everything. I just, all the website stuff, I do most of those things, so she doesn't have to have those headaches, you know?
You want to be, pro. Okay, so I'll just put her number on here as an alternate, but we won't add her as a user. If you ever decide to change your mind in the future, just let us know, okay?
Which I will, yes.
Okay, of course. And then what's the official name of the tree service?
SDV Tree Service.
Just like your irrigation, I love it. Okay.
And I have a gardening company, a plumbing company, all in the Sangero Valley.
Oh, that's great. I love it. So you're growing.
Oh, yeah.
What's next on the horizon after tree service?
We're buying properties. That's the funny thing.
Maybe construction
huh? It's more going to be like, you know, it's just realty for our family. That's it. That's probably
Go. Yeah, it's a good time now with the interest rates raising and everything to buy property before it goes skyrocket again, you know?
Oh, the prices are dropping. We just bought a property in Temple City. The one that we're, the address that you guys are going to be using, that's a new property that we just bought.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be 1.3, but we got it for like, it was a deal, you know, like we got it for like a deal, and I was like, look at that. Interest rates go up, prices go down.
Yep. I experienced that too. I my mom recently passed away, so we were in the midst of selling her house up in Chino Hills. And when we first listed it, it's been so sad and a work in progress, but originally they said we could get like $700,000 for it. It's just a small little 1,000-square-foot house, but the interest rates increased 3 times, so we only got $650,000 for it. But I mean, for me, I'm just happy that it's just one less headache that I have to worry about now.
Absolutely.
You know?
We actually sold, we had two homes, and one was our rental and the other one was like where we live. And we actually sold our properties, and everybody told me, you're not going to get what you're asking for. Cause it was like the very first, interest hike.
I
listed it. It was like, January, March, something like that. Listed the property around that time, and one of the properties, the value was like $760,000, and they actually came in at $820,000, which we were so freaking lucky, you know. And it was like, to be honest with you, like it's been our house for like about 10 years, and we have not done an upgrade. You know, it looks okay because we paint the house and whatnot every so often, but it's not in the best conditions. You know what I mean?
I saw a house in my neighborhood like that. They bought it. It was a condo for $775,000, but then they didn't move in for 2 months because they were renovating it. And I thought, wow, that's a lot of money to spend for a fixer-upper condo, you know?
Yes, it is. You know, that's a crazy thing because people, like, you know, they still think that the prices are going to continue to go up.
We're
in an upside down market right now, you know?
I think it's the opposite. They're going to keep dropping because of the interest rate, you know? They just raised it again last week, so I thought, wow, the people that bought my mom's house are probably so happy that they got locked in before a new hike took place, you know?
I bet they are.
100%. Now, what's the Temple City? And you too, with your Temple City address too. You got in at the best time. So what is that address?
It's 9630 Val Street, V-A-L Street.
Okay. I see it pulled it up. Temple City, 91780?
9178, yes.
Okay.
Getting used to it.
Of course. Yeah, it's a new address. So that's the one that we'll use for the PIN code from Google. So when you see it coming out there, just make sure to give us a call back. And then
perfect.
Did you want to use a debit or a credit card?
Let's use my credit card. This is a business one.
Okay. And then just let me know, since it's a business card, if it has your name or the business name or both.
It has both of us, both of the names on it, but... Oh, crap. Give me a second. I don't think I brought it with me.
Okay, no worries.
Don't hang up on me.
No, I won't. I'll wait.
My wife really quick. And
okay.
I'm going to ask her to send me the card. She needs to take a picture of it.
Okay.
One second,
no worries.
Okay?
Sure, I'll wait for you, Caesar.
She cannot find it.
Oh, okay. Do you want me, because we're all wrapping up right now for lunch. Do you want me to call you back
okay.
in an hour or so when everyone returns and we can get it?
Yeah, let's do that because I'm actually out and about. I probably won't be home until like 4:30 or 5.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, let's go ahead and do the payment tomorrow morning. So that way
okay.
I have the card with me and everything. Yeah, it makes it so
Let's
much
do
easier.
That. Okay, you got
okay.
it. So I'll
Thank
just
you,
give
Tina.
You a buzz in the morning. How early do you start? Because
yes.
we usually start, we get here at 7, but I start calling out around 8 if it's West Coast.
Yeah, let's do 8.
8, okay. You got it. All right,
yeah.
I'll give you a buzz in the
Thank
morning
you,
and have a great rest of your day, Caesar.
You do too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.